Final score tonight is Merrimack 2, Providence 1, Hockey East action. J. Tom Lawler, rink. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, boy, Scott, 46, 47 saves, whatever it was for Hugo Olas. Is that the best game you've seen him play since he's been here?
I think so. You know, he's played a lot of good hockey for us, and that's a volume shooting team. It's just going to put a lot of pucks on net. So, you know, last night we did a great job of limiting that, and tonight they just played a little faster and a little bit harder in the offensive zone and generated a lot of opportunities. But I thought Hugo, he looked right from the beginning of the game like he was focused and tracking the puck really, really well. So exciting to see him playing that well, and great for our team, obviously.
You know, talking with the coaching staff before the game, your assistant coaches, they were talking about how he's such a calming influence back there in the way that he plays. It seems like, that was the case again tonight. There were times that there was a scramble around the net, whatever. It seems like, you know, him having that approach kind of calms the guys in front of him down as well, isn't it?
100%, you know, and he doesn't take, the great thing about Hugo is that in that situation, he doesn't even take credit tonight. He, talked about the lanes that he had to see the puck and the different things, and yeah, he's an impressive young guy and obviously a real talented guy, but he has a great composure about him. Even with me, at the end of a period, I always want to make sure I get a tap because he's just smiling and he's happy to be competing.
You talked about last night, thought you guys played well without the puck, maybe not so well with it. Tonight you had to play a lot more without the puck tonight.
Yeah, you knew they were going to have a big pushback at us. You know, I think last night, I know Nate wasn't very happy with his team, and they came out flying, and we expected that, and we got it through. We had some, obviously we know about the guys who are injured, but there were guys who played tonight who were sick and just, couldn't play a lot of minutes, and somehow found a way to play enough minutes for us to get a win.
One of the guys you got back in the lineup this weekend was Mac Welcher. After getting last night's game under his belt, seemed like tonight he was really effective at both ends of the ice, including having a goal and an assist, the game-winning goal, too.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent tonight. And he just played so hard, and he played really with great pace on and off the puck. I was really happy to see that for him. I think he needed that. It was great to see. He's such a good guy. He's been so important to our program since day one. For him to have a game like that tonight was really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it right up until the final buzzer, pretty much. He's out there doing whatever he has to do, whether it's block a shot or, try to take a hit along the boards or give a hit, whatever it is. It seems like, that's the way he's been since he started here, willing to do whatever it takes for you guys to have him to do for the team.
Yeah, he was, and he was great in the penalty kill, and we didn't have to kill a lot of penalties, but we had to kill a couple, and they have a very good power play. So he was a huge part of us getting through those situations. Really, and I'm just happy for him because he doesn't get all the accolades all the time, and because he just does all the little things hard and well. And so for him to get a couple of points tonight was really exciting.
And his line scoring both of the goals, Michael Cetera as well, also had a goal and an assist, converting the pass from Mac Welcher on that goal, but then also setting up the goal later on.
Yeah, no, he was a really good night for him. Actually, I thought he had a really good weekend. He didn't score last night, but I thought he had a really good weekend, and it's tough to play. There was a transfer that had no animosity, and they had a lot of respect for him, and he had a lot of respect for them. And for him to come here and be able to play that game and get through it, and not only get through it but impact it, pretty exciting opportunity.
This weekend, knowing the way that, it's been this way all year, right? But maybe this year, one of the more challenging ones in terms of the guys that you had out of the lineup, guys that weren't able to be in the lineup tonight. You had to ask a lot more of a number of guys. That's been the story this season, but it seemed like even more this weekend.
Yeah, no, it was really well done by those guys. I thought some guys who haven't gotten a ton of ice this season, Nikita Butterenko and Brady Hunter and Luke Weiland, those guys played a huge role tonight. And, Devin O'Brien, with them, it was, important to get a line that, could take some minutes because of where we're at physically right now. And I thought they did a really good job.
Not a lot of penalties called last night or tonight either, only two power plays for them, but you guys were able to kill them off.
Yeah, and the great thing about this weekend is both games are pretty physical and pretty hard, and I thought the officiating was outstanding both nights. They didn't get caught up in the physicality. They let the game be played, and, unfortunately, we got the two penalties, but we deserved both of them, so I can't really complain about them.
All right, so you win this one, you get the split on the weekend, just one game left next weekend against Boston College. I know you're looking to get as many guys back as you can possibly before the playoffs start, but what does the next week look like for you guys?
Well, we got a, you know, it's break, which is great because we were in exams, and that's a really good thing. We have break coming up. And so we're just hoping that we can get our team rested, some of the guys who are sick to get through that, and then, you know, hopefully get some healthy bodies back. But right now it's focusing on, you know, it's a really good effort by the guys, and let's enjoy it. And then on Monday we'll get ready for, you know, the next tough test, which is the number one team in the country.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.